Hey, welcome into Big Jim's Garage. I'm your host, Jim O'Brien, coming to you from the Motor City. Let's talk EVs for a while. It's our band, the Daves. Old people in cars are a theme. I'm not that old. Anyway, so I've been very fortunate over the past couple months to drive some very interesting EVs. Now, you think about this, and I want to get into this in a second, not just the normal review. The car did this, and I turned there, and I did this, because we're at a point right now where it's more than just buying an EV. You're trying to convince people that this is where we're going. And by the way, as someone who lives here in Detroit, and I see what the auto industry is doing, that train's coming, and quicker than a lot of people realize. We'll get to that in a second. But the three vehicles I spent some time with, the F-150 Lightning had the XLT. It's everything you love in an F-150, plus it's electric. The frunk was great, the whole front trunk. If you haven't seen this, you can pop it open, and you can do all sorts of stuff in there. I think the capacity is like 400 pounds. You can set it up with a stereo and speakers, and you could grill and tailgate and all that stuff. And for camping, it's awesome. Range was about 270, but a little bit less. One thing we did notice was when it was really cold when I was driving that, you will notice a difference in range when there's cold weather. And they're aware of that. They're doing things right now. But if you're looking for an F-150 and you want to go EV, that's what you get. If you're looking for a truck, that's what you get. You're getting everything that the F-150 does. And by the way, it handles like a dream in the snow. The way the weight's so low on it, fantastic. Now, there's another way you can go with EVs. Had the Kia EV6 and also drove the Genesis GV60. These are EVs that are different. There's no transmission tunnel. It's a different interior. When you get inside, it's a car, and it drives like a car, and it feels like a car. However, there's different little features in it. There's little bells and whistles. There's little things to tell you that this is not your normal car. Does that make sense? I keep going back to the same thing. Right now, it's about telling the story of EVs to people. If you've seen the commercial for the new GMC electric truck, their EV, when they're driving down the road, the guy's rocking out to Queen, right? And it's got their version of, you know, their Super Cruise. It's really not telling you anything about the truck. They're not giving you any specifics and how many miles. They're just trying to tell you it's okay. If you like trucks, this is just like a truck. It's electric. So there's two ways you can go. You can either take existing platforms and make them electric, and people go like, I've driven an F-150. My dad drove an F-150. My grandpa drove an F-150. I want an F-150. Well, here you go. Or you go the way the Kia did with the EV6, the Genesis GV60. You create something a little different, something that's stylishly a little different. Just enough to where you go, wow, what's that? Because believe me, when I was driving the EV6 and also the GV60, I had that a lot. I had people come and go, what is that? Is that an electric one? And here's where it gets interesting, because I had more and more people asking me questions, and not like range. Well, how do you drive it? Does it have brakes? Where do you charge it? When you hit the gas, you just drive it like a regular car? And you guys are probably listening to this, and I would assume most people listening to this right now are gearheads or at least automotive savvy, and you're rolling your eyes. I'm telling you, it's a thing. And I had to pull a movie clip just to kind of convey my thoughts, and I hope you're following me on this one. If you've ever seen the movie The Founder, it's about Ray Kroc, the guy who he didn't create McDonald's. He found them and expanded it and grew it. But the first time he went to McDonald's, he didn't understand what the hell he was getting into because he had never been to a restaurant that was quick serve. They're called QSRs. QSRs are, you know, well, hell, we all know what a quick serve restaurant is, right? Back then, he didn't understand what he was getting when he got in line at McDonald's. Now, think about this through the lens of people looking at EVs. We've driven cars the same way for over 100 years. We put gas in them. We put oil in them. We fix the transmissions, the rear ends, the axles. We do all these things to them. You know, this is the way it is. We're asking people to change how they drive a car, where they go with range, all this stuff. It is a huge deal. And for a lot of people, they're looking at it going, I don't understand. Just like the scene from The Founder.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Yeah, give me a hamburger, a french fries, and a Coca-Cola.
That'd be 35 cents, please.
Ready?
15 cents is your change.
Here you are. What's this?
Your food.
No, I just ordered.
And now it's here.
You sure? All right. Where are the, you know, silverware and the plates and everything?
You just eat it straight out of the wrapper and then throw it all out.
All right. Where do I eat it?
In your car, at the park, at home, wherever you like.
Okay, thanks.
So we kind of roll our eyes at that and go, come on. At the time, it was all new. So people right now are asking the same questions about EVs. And before I get into my second deep thought, I will tell you this much when it comes to EVs. And it's true. The charging system in this country sucks right now. It's brutal. I live in Detroit. Should be one of the ground zero locations for charging stations, and it's a joke. You pull up. You don't know. You even if you do know which ones are active, because a lot of the EVgo and Electrify America stuff, they'll tell you which ones are working. I didn't see a lot of stamps certifying what they are. And by the way, when they tell you like DC charging, say, let's just say for argument's sake, 250 kilowatts, which is the fast charge, you don't get 250. You get something less. You pull up and it should be AC 110, 120, 130, 130 kilowatts. You may get 70. You may get 60. You may get 100. There's no rhyme or reason to it. Now, I know, and I can tell you guys, living here in Detroit, I live in Oakland County, which is north of Detroit. There are new businesses here in our tech corridor that I have never seen. Companies from all over the world are here building the infrastructure, hoping to be the one who can actually influence people and build that next charging station. But the problem is, just like in the founder, it's all about perception right now. You're just trying to get people to accept the fact that EVs are going to be where we're going and to get their head around it, just like Ray Kroc did with McDonald's. It doesn't help when you pull up to a charging station and it's a joke. I met a guy there who had an F-150 Lightning and he loved it, but he was a businessman. He was a contractor and he drives around. He had three times he had to stop and charge during the week. And the problem was it was taking him like an hour, hour and a half to sit there because the rates were inconsistent. When you go to a gas station and you squeeze the pump, gas comes out at a pretty consistent rate, right? I mean, those things are all checked and verified. The infrastructure in this country is a joke. And it's going to take a while. But again, I'm more concerned about perception. Optics are a big thing in any business, but especially in the auto industry. You just can't do this half-ass, and that's what it feels like. When the head of Stellantis wants to ask, he came out and asked, do we have enough raw materials to build all the batteries for these cars? These are very important questions, and when the head of a major company is saying that, he's saying it, there's a reason behind it. He's not just BSing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The infrastructure is a big fail right now when it comes to EVs. It's a joke. I've said before, if I'm an A&W, I would take half four of the stalls. I'd make them charging stations. You pull on in there, you get a burger and fries, and you charge up. Would it make sense? But that's the founder thing I was talking about. We have to change how we look at this stuff. And they're not doing themselves a favor with this because that, again, I'm beating a dead horse, but yeah, the infrastructure for charging EVs is a joke. It's inconsistent. And when you get there, if they're working, I don't know who's regulating these things. I don't know who checks them, but it's frustrating as a consumer. And when I'm reviewing these vehicles, it's really hard not to taint my vision of them. Again, the F-150 Lightning is freaking awesome. Everybody knows that. It's an amazing platform. It's everything you want in an F-150 and more because of the EV component to it. Drives like a tank in the snow. Like I was saying, the weight it sits down. The Kia EV6 is gorgeous inside. The Genesis GV60, stunning. And they're cool. They're different. All this is great. But we're at a point right now with electric cars where it's less about range. It's less about other things. It's more about perception in this country. Again, go and look at automotive commercials and how they're marketing EVs to people. You saw the one with Kevin Bacon? where he's out extolling the virtues of it. They're kind of playing off it. There's a method to that madness. We have to get people not excited about EVs, but comfortable. And I always wonder, like 100 years ago, again, here in Detroit, when cars started replacing horses, how did people react? How many gas stations were there? How the hell did you get to a gas station? People really understand that you couldn't just fill it up with a tank at home. You had to go somewhere and put gas in a car. I'd imagine people felt the same way. So the train's coming. It's coming quicker than people realize. And when you watch EVs, but there's a split here. You're either going to make something radical and kind of new that people go, I want to drive that. It's the EV. Or you're going to take existing platforms and make them electrified, which is what Ford's done with the F-150 Lightning. So what's my point in all this? You got to be a little patient with EVs. And don't worry, we're not going to take away the cars tomorrow. They're not coming for your cars. That ain't happening. The auto industry, like anything else, is just trying to get out in front of this to market and make people aware of what's coming and get you excited about it. Like, here's a good example. You know when you have like 4G in your car, you know, you have the connectivity stuff and you're like, oh, I got Wi-Fi in the car and they hook that up. It's really not for you. You know what that's for, right? They record information on you. When you click that, the accept thing, they capture certain data, not your name and all that stuff, but they will sell that information, where you go, how fast you drive. Hell, they can figure out based on how long you're parked in front of a store, what store you went into, and guesstimate how much money you spent when you're in the store. Now they take that information, not your name, but your demographic. They'll say, okay, I know a 43-year-old woman who lives here, lives in Topeka, and she went into Walmart for 45 minutes. So I'm assuming she spent $80. Just on average. And they'll sell that information. You click on that and you don't even think twice about it in the car. All that telemetry, everything else, they capture all that. My point is the automakers have, say, an agenda. The automakers are looking to move this whole conversation forward, but the first thing they have to do is get you excited. And the hardest part for them right now is the thing that's the biggest hindrance is out of their control because for some reason they did not invest in the infrastructure at the beginning, which I still don't understand. Why didn't these major car companies go out and just gobble up all these stations? Look what Tesla did. Tesla controlled their own narrative when it came to charging, and they have the premier charging stations in the country. And by the way, Tesla now, they set up around the country now. You can, and not all their stations, but some of them actually can use, it's the same adapter for Fords and stuff like that. CCA, I think it's called. It's a different plug, which don't let me go down that road. Because the government at least should step in and go, you need to regulate what the plug is. We have like 8 different plugs for charging EVs. But Tesla, getting back to that, is starting to do this around the country. Being gracious, right? Guess where you won't find one? Here in Michigan. Why is that? Because Michigan fought tooth and nail to keep Tesla out of here because of the auto industry. So, again, you can bitch about Tesla, but I would highly encourage you to take a look at what they do and how they do it. It's pretty smart. It's pretty smart. Anyway, I know it's kind of a deep dive, but I really think that when you drive an EV, and they drive great. They drive great. And, you know, when you hit the accelerator, man, it is noticeably different. It's fun to drive. The F-150, by the way, the one pedal thing, it's like driving a big old golf cart. When you're in traffic, it takes you about a day to get used to it. But once I got used to it, wow, that's one of those features you just love. You just love. So there's some really, really, really quality products out there that are being hindered by the infrastructure in this country and the perception of EVs, you know? So I hope that they turn the corner on this sooner than later. I've seen a lot of companies here, like I said, that are actually actively building new systems. Here's something else that's silly. When you go to a gas station, what's over your head? A roof, a cover, so you don't get rained on. I have never seen an EV charging station with something with an awning, something to cover you from the elements. And last time I checked, I got to get out of the car to plug it in. And you're already kind of anxious about using an electric car, standing in the rain, plugging it in. You see what I'm saying? It's little things like that. And maybe they don't think about it like I do, but I look at it and go, it's optics. It's just, it's frustrating because EVs are great and they're coming, but it seems like people just aren't thinking this all the way through. So there you go. Couple reviews. The F-150 Lightning, awesome. The Kia EV6, awesome. The Genesis GV60, it's a freaking Genesis. They're fantastic. I cannot wait to drive the next EV. I will admit, it is frustrating as hell because of the infrastructure. But just like the founder, he figured it out. We're going to figure it out as a country. We just got to be a little patient because we're so good at that. A lot going on in the world of automotive. I'm going to go from an EV, by the way. My next review, the GMC Denali Ultimate Diesel. Almost 600 miles range. 600 miles range on one tank. This thing is ridiculous. 80 grand. It's got a kicker sound system built into the tailgate. That's the other problem with EV cars. There's some really cool, just regular old ICE internal combustion engine ones out there. This one's a badass, man. Okay. You can always follow me here in Detroit on Twitter, at Big Jim's House. We do a morning show up here in Detroit. Thanks for joining us on the B-Pod Studios. You can find our wherever we're at, podcasting. Just subscribe there. We have a lot more going on. I'll be doing some stuff up here with IndyCar as well. I'm the one of the announcers for the Detroit Grand Prix. Be working on that as we get into Formula One, IndyCar, and, of course, NASCAR going. Got to get Larry Mack on the show again, our buddy Larry McReynolds. It's an interesting year in NASCAR, man. A lot going on. All right, you guys, be safe on the roads. Have a great day. God bless you. Talk to you soon.
Old people in cars.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.